Okay, I have mixed up the tickets right now, so when you hear, I'll dig out the last three numbers of your ticket. So when you come up and hear your ticket call, then we can take your place. First ticket I have ends in 105. Take a 105. Come on up.
Yeah.
Number one is right here.
Five. Take the first suitor.
And what is your name?
Tommy.
Tommy?
Tommy.
Yep. If you want to take your first applause off, okay. To make it easier. Yeah. And just type your name here so you'll be in the first number position.
Oh, we're typing it?
Yeah. There we go. Let's see. Yep, maybe there, but I'll just do it now. It's 1-0, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And now I will. Our second player is 130. 130.
Hey!
Come on up.
Yeah.
Someone's got to have it. Someone. We had 135 or something earlier, 130 back there.
In the back.
1-3, got it?
1-3-2.
Come on out. Come on, Carson.
All right.
Answers were only fans at the big crush luck game board. A correct buzzing answer gets you 3 spins. A correct multiple choice answer gets you 1 spin. Obviously, the more spins you have, the more money you can win. And we'll play 2 rounds of this. At the end of the second round, whoever has the most money wins a $25 Amazon gift card. There's a specific keys you use to buzz in, so Jimmy, you'll be using keys Z or X. And Buzzy, you'll be using D or N. And Flix, you'll be using the greater than sign or the question mark. Yep. And when we play the bleep board round, all you do is press the space bar to stop the board. And I also must ask, please be gentle on the keyboards.
We just hit either one in the answer?
Yeah, either one.
Okay.
But and when you
both at once.
You explode.
Yeah, just use either one. So with that in mind, are you ready for your first question?
Never.
Well, ready or not, here it comes. It has been 30 years since Jake Clausen and Chance Furlong took to the skies as the SWAT Cats. Fans know Jake by his call sign of Razor.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I read the instructions, so... And when it hits start timer, I'll start a 5-second timer in which we will, you'll have to answer the question. So, here we go. It has been 30 years since Jake Clausen and Chance Furlong took to the skies as the SWAT Cats. Fans know Jake by his call sign of Razor. But what was Chance's nickname? Tommy.
Claw?
Claw says Tommy. If he is right, he's going to pick up 3 spins. I'll take Tommy's answer, Claw, and 2 others, give them to Buzzy and Flix. If they're right, they'll get a spin piece. Is the correct answer Claw, T-Bone, or Hotshot? Buzzy.
Hotshot.
Hotshot says Buzzy, Flix.
What was
the first name? Hotshot. Well, the fact of the matter is, Chance's nickname in SWAT Cats was T-Bone! Alright, so, we don't really get any spins on that one. That's alright. Here we go with the second question. See if we can do better.
Alright.
Flamingo, ostrich, or peacock? Of these 3 birds, which is the only one that cannot fly? Buzzy.
Ostrich.
Alright, is it ostrich, flamingo, or peacock? Tommy?
Ostrich.
Ostrich is Tommy. Flex.
Ostrich.
Ostrich. Well, that bird that cannot fly is indeed an ostrich. Correct.
Yeah.
If Tommy gets a spin, Buzzy gets 3 for buzzing in, and Flex gets a spin. Is there a way we can turn the volume down on that?
Turn it down? Yeah. Is that volume right there? Is it?
This here.
The left has the volume?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 5.
There you go.
Okay.
4
okay. Or 5. All right. We'll leave it at this.
Here's one from the Pressure Luck Travel Guide. What country would you go to if you wanted to attend Euroference?
Euroference?
Yes. Tommy.
Germany?
Germany, says Tommy. Is the correct answer Germany, France, or Sweden? Buzzy.
France,
says Buzzy.
Flex. Sweden, I suppose.
Sweden, one of each. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you wanted to attend Euroference, you would attend
Germany!
Germany.
So, Buzzy and Flex. Nothing for you, the time goes in, so he gets 4. And here we go with our 4th and final question. Despite collapsing in 2003, this New Hampshire monument is still very much prevalent in the state. Being featured on its state quarter, state route marker, and even its license plate. Which monument am I talking about?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I'm trying to go in.
Hold on.
You pressed your luck too hard.
I don't activate the buzzer system. I almost got reading the question. So
here it is.
There we go.
Buzz.
Are you kidding?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
you buzzed in.
As a joke.
All right. But do you get the answer?
Three
options? No.
No. You buzzed in, so you have to give me an answer or not. 4. 2. All right, Flex, since you can give me an answer, I have to disqualify you from the question, so...
Can I buzz in?
No, she already buzzed in, so I've got to give it to Tommy and Fuzzy in multiple choice. If they're right, that's going to be. Is the monument I'm talking about Mass and Boulder, the Old Man of the Mountain, or Flume Gorge? Tommy?
The Old Man of the Mountain.
Old Man of the Mountain.
Old Man of the Mountain.
Yeah, of course. It is indeed the old man
give
of the
her,
mountain.
Give her mine. Give her two. Mm-hmm. Give her my spin.
I'll do that before you ask.
All right.
Just give her two.
Well, she buzzed in, so I'll just give it anyway. So, Tommy gets five spins. Fletcher gets four spins. And Fletch, we're being generous, so we're going to give you four spins anyway. So, and that was the last question. So here we go to the big board.
Left.
Hello.
Left. There it is. It's got no control. Yeah. I don't know. He's not using a Bluetooth speaker. That's the speaker for this. I don't know.
All right, guys, you have the big board. As you can see, we have 5 surprises and over $74,000 in cash and cards up there, and also a few rounds. The player is just on the top. It's the last and the final round. Strategically, that's the advantage for the movie. The contestant is going to be in the front of the fearful enemy. Everything is so just kind of true. And four with.
Sorry, that was sold out. I couldn't.
Yep. The player who ends this round with the most. The player who ends this round the most money gets to play last in the final round. If the caster spends any time during a turn, they have a fear of the whammy. Everything is at stake each time you spin, and four whammies put you out of the game. So, the player with the fewest spins starts off first. Since there's a tie between Fuzzy and Flicks, the player with the furthest left goes first. Fuzzy, that's you. Are you ready to press your left?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. $1,200. All right. You guys have $1,200 for you. You have 3 spins left. You want to press your left or pass? If you pass, we'll go to the next time it's not money.
But do I get another chance, or do I just...
You can take it until you use up all your spins.
I'll spin again.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Stop at a wood stove. That's
prize
valued at $1,900. Woo! So that's $300. The pieces remain. You want to keep going? Okay, here we go. Stop at $2,000. You're going to share your money, buddy. It's $5,100. You have one spin remaining. Do you want to take it?
Go!
Okay, there we go. There we go. $1,600. First place for now. Let's see how it's going. Flex, you're up next to your force, baby. Ready?
We're going.
Here
we go.
Stop at $1,900, Flex. What is that? I guess a big test on the people, which plays their baseball first team. Want to keep going? Press your left? Here we go.
We're going.
Stop at $1,500. All right, let's see. You have $3,400. You have about half of what Fuzzy has. You have 2 spins remaining. Do you want to keep going? Press your left? Here we go.
We're going.
Stop at a home computer. That's a MacBook Pro worth $1,799. That's $5,199. We have about $1,401 left in front of you. Want to go? Here we go.
We're going.
Stop at $1,500 and you pick up the stairs. Alright, so here's the situation. Now you're $66.99 Flex. You're in first place, but you still have a spin to deal with. Do you want to keep going and press your luck?
Yes.
Alright, here we go.
I will never stop.
Stop at skis! That's a set of skis worth $1,090. And you can probably use those right now in the meantime. Alright, so you're 77.9. First place for now. Time it. We're up next to your 5 spins. You ready to catch your luck?
Yeah!
Alright, here we go.
Stop at stainless cookware.
That's worth $1,255. You're in third place, Tommy. 4 spins remaining.
Let's go.
Got a pool table.
Woo!
That's worth $3,595. All right, Tommy, you're 38.50. You're 17.50 less than Fuzzy.
All the nerds keep going, man.
Keep going. Stop at $2,500, Tommy. Alright, Tommy, you are now in 750 first place, or second place, sorry. You have $250. Let's go. Here we go.
Seriously, why
are
you
doing this? $2,500. Alright, Tommy, you have $150. You're in first place by 35
minutes. Pass.
Listen, I'm a sub. I gotta listen to the Doms. I'll pass.
Here's my room number.
Here we go. That's just one thing you have to take. Let's get it out of the way and see who gets first place. Stop at a sleeping sofa. $1,435. At the end of round one, Buzzy has $5,600. Flips at 92.4. And Tommy, $11,650. You are first place.
Yeah.
Alright, so now we are going to do this all over again. Alright, so we'll start the round. Yeah. It's two rounds.
Okay.
The second round has a lot more bigger bucks at stake.
Okay.
So here we go.
All right. It's round two, where you get to earn some more spins, and you do it by answering these questions.
All right. So we play exactly the same as before. Four questions. Correct, buzz, and answer gets you three spins. You use the same keys you did in answering question round. Are you all ready?
We're ready.
Here we go. According to a recent survey, out of every 10 U.S. furries, how many know a furry from a foreign country? Tommy.
Three,
says Tommy. Is the correct answer three, five, or seven? Buzzy?
Three,
says Tommy. Flex.
Three.
Well, the fact of the matter is, out of every 10 furries, seven know a furry from a foreign country. Nobody gets any spins on that.
Damn you, MySpace.
Going back to 2004 here, Holly.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, well,
were you even born then?
No spins, so we'll go to another question. Here's one you can answer just by looking outside. You want to go take a look? Yeah. Now we don't have
time. What is grass?
That's not the answer, but well, we won't go a look. We don't have time. How many sides does a snowflake have? Fuzzy.
Six,
says Fuzzy. Is the correct answer six, eight, or 12? Tommy says six. Flex.
Well, if two of them merge together, they can have 12, but usually six, yeah.
All right, so the fact of the matter is, a snowflake does indeed have six sides, correct?
We all do!
Yep, so Tommy answers correctly, Fuzzy, and Flix. Tommy gets a spin, Fuzzy gets three, and Flix gets the spin. Here we go with the third question. It is the only state in the U.S. outside of Hawaii and Alaska that borders only one state. It has over 60 lighthouses along its coast. It's nicknamed Down East.
I can't.
And
not working. No.
I don't activate it until I hit start timer. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. So. It has over 60 lighthouses along its coast. It's nicknamed Down East and is the home of Forcation Land in April. What state am I talking about? Hold on.
I think that kind of
interfered with the...
We're all too smart.
How many states
are there? How
many smart?
Maine?
Maine is the correct answer. Maine, Delaware, or Florida? Fuzzy?
Maine.
Maine says Fuzzy. Flex.
Let me think. You know what? Florida. I don't care.
Florida? Well, not Delaware. The state called of Down East and has all those things, and its home deportation line is Maine. So, Tommy gets three spins and goes to four. And Fuzzy goes to four. Here we go with our fourth and final question. Hore, Copeo, Corsac, Swift, Arctic, and Fennec are all types of which animal? Flex.
Fox.
Is the correct answer fox, dog, or hyena? Tommy.
Fox.
Foxes, Tommy. Fuzzy.
Fox, my daughter is a
fennec
back there.
Well, of course, you don't know. Those are neat types of foxes. Everybody gets spins on that one. So at the end of the second question round, Tommy has five spins, Fuzzy has five spins, and Flex buzzed in, so she gets big four. And all of ours are going to take those spins to the big board right now.
Thank you.
All right, players, as you can see, the value of the board has changed dramatically. Not only are the prizes better, but there's also over $126,000 in cash and prizes just waiting to be won. Any single spin, you can pick up as much as $10,000. The only caution, the one thing that has not changed is the wearing. You're still waiting in the bushes, waiting to take all your money, but so far you've done a good job at avoiding the wearing, so let's take a look at my tools. We have Fuzzy at 6,600, Clips at 9,224, and Pommy, you have 11,350, so you'll be the last person to play your spin.
Alright.
Fuzzy and Flex will be fighting out to see who's going to join you in the final battle. So, Fuzzy, you have $6,600, 5 spins. You're first. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Alright, here we go.
Stop! Stop!
Stop! And move one space. You can take either $2,000 on a spin or a trip to Banff, Canada. What do you want?
Trip.
They say trip.
Alright, we'll take the trip to Banff. And that is worth $2,270.
So I'm your adopted son, right?
All right, so you're still in third place, but you're only about $400, $350 less than Flex. Are you excited? You want to keep going? All right, listen to your luck. That was $2,500, and you picked up a spin. So in that spin, you are now in first place by $20. You have four spins remaining. You want to keep going and press your luck? You want to go?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. Down to $3,000 to lose a whammy. You don't have a whammy, so it's $3,000 more for your total. Oh, so it brings up to
$14,370.
I'm going. All right, you're going to press your luck. Down to $4,000. All right.
Wow.
Party. You have $18,370. Two spins remaining. You've got $7,000 more than
coming. Press your luck. Press.
Got to go?
Always go.
Go?
Go.
Okay, here we go.
Green for go.
Stop at $2,500 and a spin. $20,870. Still two spins.
Oh,
one more, okay.
Press, you're locked.
Stop at $2,000.
Pass it.
When you pass, it goes to play with the next highest amount of money, that's you, Tommy. But you're not going to take that spin yet because you have to go with Flex and her four spins. And so far, no whammies yet. Flex, you're 9,24, four spins, ready to go?
I
want to
say press my luck.
I do not mean press my luck.
I mean press my luck so hard that as it goes down into the ground, into the center of the earth.
Well, you ready to press your luck?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Well, all right, here we go.
Down at $17.50. All right, Flex, that brings you up to $10,974. Still third place, but less than $400 behind the money.
Going?
Yes.
There
you go.
I understand.
Down at $3,000, lose a whammy. You don't have a whammy out of the
whammy.
So that's another $3,000. All right. So it's $13,974. Two spins remain, about not, a little less than $9,000 budget.
Ash!
Keep going.
Ash!
Keep going!
Keep going!
$2,500.
You
okay.
Misunderstand.
I'll
never pass.
All right. So, I'm just guessing you're
going
to go with the last spin you have.
I'm going.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. $2,250. All right, Flex, you'll have $18,724. Solid second place. But now it's Tommy's turn with $11,350. Right. One spin he has to take.
Tommy's
so there you go. Tommy, he was waiting with somebody in the bushes, and he chose you, so... But the good news is, you still have 5 spins remaining, a lot of time to build up some ground.
All right.
So here we go.
We got him.
Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico with 5,164. That's a nice place to get away from it all, so...
All right.
Four spins remaining.
We got him.
All right, here we go.
We got him.
Got $1,500 and more points than you can
spin. Add those spins.
12,000 less than Flex. Going?
Yeah.
Go all the way.
So 1,500 less than
Flex. Another spin!
Alright. 2,164. Still 4 spins.
Why
am I still up?
Yes!
Press this one. That's all
those guys. Let's go! Keep adding those spins!
Keep back at it! Keep back!
Here we go. Keep going.
No whammies!
No
whammies!
$1,000!
So
4,000! Double your money! Double your money!
Oh, pass it! $3,500. Okay, here's the situation, Fuzzy. You're in second place. You're about a little less than 9,000 behind Tommy. 8,700. You'll get that much or more to win the game. If not, it's Tommy. Fuzzy, you ready? Tommy? Big spin. Here we go. Close to. Come on, take care.
Thank you both for playing. Both played great games. Fuzzy, you can sell $25 on this one. And Fuzzy and Fuzzy, these four are down for participating in our game. So thanks for playing.
Sir, I'm going on the trip.
Fire VR headset. We're going infinite trip.
There we go.
Okay, so.
Take a pick
of your card.
Oh, what is this?
Look at that. Bag language, so.
I was going to say, I'm not sure if that'll work or not, but yeah, you're right.
Because the laptop was set at 100.
That's why, yeah. Well, yeah.
I didn't know it was set that high.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, maybe that will fix it, yeah.
Well, I don't think changing that did anything.
Yeah, if it's off, man.
Probably since going off the HDMI, it's whatever yep. Volume of
it's screen. Not a situation of a Bluetooth speaker, it's a connection, yeah.
That's fine, Wells. All right. Put these two in there. All right,
so.
Shake up.
So
you're
going to
go after this.
What? You're going to go after this. All right. It's going to be.
One two nine.
That's right
before.
Yep.
Perfect.
I was gonna say right near me because that was 1:30.
Yep. So we're going to come up here. So just take your place where this is player one spot and go again. And the second one is 1-3-5. Who has 1-3-5? One more.
Way in the bottom. What do you mean one more? Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
That's right, I'm sorry.
It is
106.
Ah!
105, 106, and then...
Oh, come on!
Universe! 9 to 135.
There's always passwords for 9 to 6.
That's a beautiful mall. Sorry to look over your shoulder.
No, you're good. That's why it's there.
Oh, yeah, that is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Alright, so player number one?
Yeah, oh, tell us that.
Tell us that, you can type your name in.
Sure.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Alright, and player number two? And player number three? I know by name, so Kevin, you can start your game. Hold on. Try again.
universe. Alright, so play is exactly the same as before. You know how to play us, so you have any questions?
Is it B or N? They both do the same thing.
Yeah, they do the same thing. So. Alright, so that helps.
What previous winnings out of player two?
Yeah. Yeah, I reset them for each game. And that's really cool.
Join the con.
Yeah, great.
Glad to hear it.
Thanks for coming.
This is my first
game. And just so you all know, we do have a Telegram group for game show fans. Game show first on Telegram. If you search for that, you'll find us there, and we'll get you in. Okay.
And it's not to be confused with someone who drives a limousine like a chauffeur. It's game show first. Game show first.
I
just remember, I don't activate the timer until I'm almost done or done reading questions.
Right.
Just so you know that, so we don't have any more problems. So with that in mind, here we go with question number one. And you know all of the keys to buzzing ones, right? Alright, here we go. Mel Blanc was known for his numerous Looney Tunes voices, but his voice for Sylvester was the same speaking style as another character, only slightly sped up. Which character was it? A little out of time. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give two multiple choice. If you're right, you'll pick up a spin piece. Which character was Sylvester's voice only slightly sped up? Was it Porky Pig, Foghorn Leghorn, or Daffy Duck? Tulzak.
I'll try Porky Pig.
Porky Pig says Tulzak. Darling.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck says Darling. Kevin.
Daffy Duck.
Well, that character with the voice slightly sped up from Sylvester was indeed
Daffy Duck.
Alright, so, Tulzak doesn't get any.
I was going to say Porky first, but then I thought, no, it's Daffy.
And Kevin Universe gets a spin. And here we go with our second question. Barashinga, Munja, Sambar, Kudu, and Sika are all breeds of what animal?
The thing went. Oh, there
darling.
We go.
Dog?
Duck says darling. Alright, is the correct answer duck, otter, or deer? Tulzak.
Otter?
Otter says Tulzak. Kevin.
I'm
going to
go with otter.
Otter. Here's a question. What's the symbol of Anthony England?
A deer.
The deer. There's all breeds of
Copley
deer.
The deer.
Nobody got any spins on that.
Copley the deer.
I see the deer, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, well. Nobody got any spins on that one, but that's okay, so we're going to do another question. In terms of Disney Princess animal companions, Jasmine had her tiger Raja, and Cinderella had her mice Gus and Joe. But which Disney princess had a raccoon companion named Miko? Darling.
Pocahontas.
Is the correct answer. Pocahontas. Merida or Mulan? Tulzak.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas says Tulzak.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas says Kevin. Well, that raccoon companion Miko was indeed the companion of Pocahontas. Everybody gets spins on that one.
Woo!
All right, Tulzak jumps in with a spin. Darling buzzes in, so she gets four. And Kevin jumps in with a spin, goes to two. And here we go with our fourth and final question. On which New England island can you find the towns of Aquinna, Chilmark, Edgartown, and Oak Bluffs? give it to you multiple choice. If you're right, yes, been a piece. Which one of nine can you find the towns of Aquinnah, Chilmark, Edgartown, and Oak Bluffs? Is it Block Island, Martha's Vineyard, or Nantucket? Tulsa.
I'll say Block Island.
Block Island?
The first one.
Block Island, okay. Darling.
Martha's Vineyard?
Martha's Vineyard, says Darling and Kevin.
I'll go the remains.
Nantucket?
Yeah.
One of each, okay. Well, the fact of the matter is, all those towns are found on
Martha's
Vineyard.
No.
All right, so Tulsa gets the spins. Darling answered correctly, so she gets a spin, goes to five. All right, so that was our last question. So at the end of round one, Tulsa has a spin, Darling has five, and Kevin Universe has two. So now it's time for us to go to the big four. Right, so it's exactly as before. And you see we have a trip to the Bahamas down right in the corner, and we also have Adam 1 up there. It didn't get hit last time, but if you hit that space, and hit Adam 1 and hit that space, it adds just a 1 to whatever your score is. So say you hit Adam 1 and you have like $1,500, all of a sudden you would have $11,500. So it can change the complexity of the game very fastly.
Oh my god.
So, fewer spins goes first. Tulsa has 2 with 1 mighty spin. Are you ready to press your luck?
Why not? Do it.
One spin, you pick up one for $5,000 this round. Here we go.
All right, let's try it.
Sorry, $1,900. Beats a whammy any day. All right.
Yeah.
Tulsa, $1,900 for you. We now go to Kevin with 2 spins. Are you ready to press your luck? All right, here we go. So I'm in a sleeper sofa. That's worth $1,435, Kevin. So it's going to put you in second place. About $455, $65 less than total. Do you want to start? All right, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Any other game. You must have wanted a sleeper sofa real bad. All right, Kevin. No dollars, no more spins. Game's far from over, though. We're going to go to Darling now. We've got 5 big spins. Real pressure luck?
Yeah.
Here we go. That was $1,400. Well done. You're very quickly. 4 spins remain, $1,400. 500 less than Tulsa. Alright, here we go. Stop at the pool table. That was one last round. That was worth $3,595. You're up to $4,995. $3,000 from Tulsa. 3 spins remain. Press
whoa.
Whoa. One more, she says. Here we go.
Watch me get away.
Down at $1,250, she didn't get away.
Hey.
It says she now has $6,245, 2 spins left. If you decide to pass, it will go to Tulsa. She's the player for next round.
We will go.
One more time. Okay, here we go.
One more shot.
Oh!
Well, not quite, darling. You may have lost all that money, but you still have a spin left. You can still pick up, like,
what?
$5,000. Here we go. Start $2,000.
Just beat it!
And guess what? With that one spin, you put yourself in first place, darling.
In first place, for this round, yeah.
So the other round, $0, $0, total at $1,900. And darling, with that one spin, you put yourself in first place, it's at $2,000.
Monster.
Yep. So with that in mind, here we go with our second big board now.
Let's go.
All right, it's round 2. Will you get to earn some more spins? You do it by answering these questions.
Just as before, let's press and answer 3 spins, multiple choice, 1 spin. Here we go. These creatures love to hoard treasure and have been known to breathe fire. They recently celebrated their International Appreciation Day, and some are named Falcor, Smaug, and Toothless. What am I talking about? Tulsa.
Dragons.
Is the correct answer dragons, fairies, or chimeras?
Dragons.
Darling. Dragons are darling, and Kevin said dragons? Well, of course I'm talking about dragons. Everybody's talking about
dragons. I'm a Durg.
Cirrus loved that one, too.
So. I'm a Durg, so if I got that wrong, then
you would be in big trouble, so. So Tulsa gets 3 spins on that one, Darling a spin, and Kevin and Universe a spin. Here we go with the second question. The novel Watership Down is about a colony of rabbits set in which European country? Darling.
Europe? Or fuck.
Unfortunately, it was Europe. So, is the correct answer Europe, France, or England, Tulsa?
I'll guess France.
France, Tulsa?
England.
England, says Kevin.
Country.
Charlie, you have the right idea, but I have to go with the first answer. It is indeed England, as Kevin said. That's one for the real. So, Tulsa can draw a joke in Spanish, but Kevin gets one, goes to two. Here we go with our third question. Let's take a walk down memory lane. Okay, when do we leave? Oh, we're not going down memory lane. Okay. We're going figure. Which classic cartoon duo were the arch enemies of spies Boris Badenov and Natasha Vitale? Tulsa.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, yes. Correct answer. Rocky and Bullwinkle, Tom and Jerry, or Judy and Nick? Darling.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle, says Darling. Kevin. Rocky and Bullwinkle? Well, those, the arch enemies of Boris and Natasha were indeed Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
spins on that one. Tulsa gets 3 spins, so above the end goes to 6. Darling gets a spin, goes to 2. And Kevin takes 1 and goes to 3. And here we go with our fourth and final question. Moana, Tangled, or Encanto? Which of these Disney films featured a chameleon as the heroine's animal companion? Darling.
Tangled.
Is the correct answer Tangled, Moana, or Encanto? Tulsa.
Tangled.
Tangled, says Tulsa.
Tangled.
Tangled, says Universe. Well, of course, thanks. Chameleon, the animal companion who is a chameleon, is indeed Tangled.
Yeah.
Name is Pascal, too. So everybody gets spins on that one. Tulsa goes to finish the round with 7. Darling goes to 5, and Universe goes to 4. And here we go with our big board round. And the board, the value board has changed dramatically, so let's just see how this is doing. As you see, with the Lake Tahoe ski trip up there in the square number 2, trip to Paris in square 5. And again, over $126,000 in cash and prizes just waiting to be won. Nobody hit the big buck spot last time, though somebody did double their money, but that's still up there. That's about there every game. So Kevin, you have $0, 4 spins, you're first. Are you ready to go? Here you go.
Oh!
That means those musicians aren't getting paid tonight.
Yep.
Alright, guys. Cheapest performance ever, right? Well, you got 2 winnings, no dollars, but you do have 3 spins, you can still make a lot of ground. Alright, here we go. Time to pick a corner. $5,000, a car or a snowmobile?
Car!
Yes,
car.
Alright, a car, of course. That's a Super Forester worth $28,437.
Wow!
You put yourself in first place. Two spins remaining.
Pass.
You are...
Spin! Pass! Don't risk it. Pass.
Spin.
All right,
it'll hurt if you whammy.
Wise decision, if I may say so. On the pass, I go to play for the next highest amount of money. That is Darling. So you get 2 spins coming to you, but you don't take it right because, again, as I said, you're going last year. We're going to go talk to Tulsa. He has 7 big spins, $1,900. Are you ready for
sure? Sure, sure am.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Here we go. Down the lounge set, Tulsa. I'm sure the dirt can use that to a restaurant in his lair. That's worth
$3,499.
6 spins.
Very appropriate. I'll go.
Here we go. Time at $4,500. All right. Ooh. That brings you within $10,000. $9,899, about $18,000 less than Kevin.
Still a long road. I gotta go.
There you go.
Oh!
There you go. Skateboard off the road. Well, everybody's even with one. Everybody
yeah.
got the running, so
yeah.
they're probably like yours. But you still have 4 spins. You can make a lot of ground.
Yep. You gotta keep going.
Here we go. Time to advance 2 spaces to $4,750.
Hey.
So that 1 spin puts you right back in second place, Tulsek. 3 spins remain.
Right.
Press your luck.
Gonna keep going.
There you go. Time for $1,500 on the spin.
Yeah.
So $6,250 is still under 3 spins. About $22,000 less than we've given you.
I shall be expelled.
There you go. About $2,500. Moving up on Kevin, $8,750, 2 spins remaining. About $19,000 behind him though. You want to press your luck or pass?
I'm going to press your
luck. One more time. Here we go.
Right.
Oh!
Second
oh.
Heavy.
Oh.
Jack $700 and $750.
That's
not right. Well, most important though is not out. You can still spin, but you can still make some money and hopefully pick up an extra spin.
That's true. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Oh, you want to press your luck?
Sure.
Let's go. That was $4,000 and we'll pull it. Like I said, so you're back in second place with that one spin.
Chain them.
You want to press your luck or pass that spin?
I might as well take a chance. All right,
I'll cross my luck. Let's see what you get. Let's see what happens. Now we move one space. Take you the
27.50
and a spin. Wise decision there. 27.50 and pick up an extra spin. So you still have that one spin. You're now 67.50. You still have about $21,000 less than the universe, though.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with the last spin?
I'll try again.
All right, here we go. How's it look so far? Let's see if it comes out. So $3,750. Well, the important thing is you're still in second place with $10,500. Now go John with 5 spins for 2 passes. You must take first. So $2,500 and the spin, so that one spin goes around the earth. Now it's 6. You have 1 more pass spin you must take.
Stay.
Let's get that out of the way right now. So $2,000. All right, so now you have $6,500. You're still in third place. You have 6 spins. And here we go. Sorry, $2,500 on the spin. So, remember $9,000. You're creeping up on Tolzek, who's currently in second place. 6 spins. Right, here we go. Stepping a motorbike. $2,499. You can zip around Boston again.
Yeah.
All right, with that one surprise, you put yourself in second place now, darling, with $11,499. 5 spins. You're going to go?
Keep going.
All right, here we go. Sorry, $2,500. You're $1 shy of $14,000 now, darling. $13,999, 4 spins left, about half of what Kevin has.
Keep going,
okay. Start at $2,500 and a spin.
Ooh.
Wow,
right, rolling.
$16,499, 4 spins remaining?
Yeah. Go.
Okay. Start at $3,000 or lose a whammy?
Lose the whammy.
You want to get rid of the whammy?
Wait, did I get my money from before?
No.
No, it's either $3,000 or lose the whammy, so one or the other.
But does if I lose the whammy, do I get the money from before?
No.
You keep what you have, but you don't get the $3,000.
Oh, yeah, I'll take $2,000.
Okay. 3 whammies you automatically lose, right?
Four whammies.
Four whammies.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're fine.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. 1,000 less than she's going.
Lost 19,000.
Universe got it.
Everybody's even with 2 whammies now.
I think she can pass it to him.
Darling, you're not in a good
position.
That's okay. We're
going
to go home.
2 spins. Go big or go home. Here we go. Here we go. Now, $3,000 in this thing. You got to go free.
Won't die.
So, you got $3,000. I got it going.
All right, let's go.
So pick a corner. Okay, you have $3,000, $2,500 on a spin, or a portable spa.
Spin!
The spin.
Okay, wise decision. You still have 2 spins.
Until 8
p.m. $2,500, 2 spins, only $5,000 out of second place.
Yeah, let's go.
A whammy! Third whammy?
Third whammy.
I can't get lower.
All right. $0, 1 spin. In order to keep going, obviously you need something with an additional spin. You can pass the spin to Cat Universe, however, if he whammies, tells like I'm probably taking out to dinner tonight.
I'm planning to have pizza, actually.
So you want to keep going? Or you want to pass that?
I'll pass it. Maybe you're going to win.
All right,
here we go.
Pass that spin. All right, Universe, it comes to you with that one spin. So here we go. Avoid the whammy, you win the game. If you whammy, it's Tolzek.
Right.
Universe, you ready?
Yep.
Tolzek?
Let's see what
happens. What happened? Give it a sec. Yeah, it's back. It's back. There it is.
All right.
And there it is! Win the game!
Congratulations. So here we go. Right. Any names on this card?
Movie came out to theaters.
Token image of
like,
universe.
But it was not.
Don't you